Because sometimes you need to know good happens in the world. We do feel-good stories every hour here on 99.7 DJX. And sometimes those good feel-good stories are just because someone didn't perish in front of our eyes.
Exactly. And that's kind of what happened on Saturday. Alex Honnold is known for, you know, solo free climbing.
Okay.
So he set his sights on the Taipei 101 skyscraper.
Okay, so describe what that is.
So that means like climbing without any safety gear.
Okay.
No ropes, no net, just his hands and feet. And he did it in under 2 hours. Again, no safety net or ropes, and Netflix live streamed the entire thing.
He's done it. Alex Honnold has made history again.
Yep.
Wow.
So it's 1,667 feet tall. In a post interview, first of all, if you were watching live stream, he had like, you know, as a lot of runners do, he had a playlist.
Yeah.
Tool was on the playlist. So he just.
So he probably got through what? 5 songs?
Maybe. And then he said he was never really concerned about finishing the climb, though the wind and fatigue did become factors as he kind of got close to the top.
Yeah. Looking at the building itself, it does have, like, the windows each have ledges on them. So
yes,
it's almost like a ladder, if you will, but
sure,
on the sheer side of a building.
Right. He said, you know, I definitely noticed the wind, and then I was getting tired a little bit at the top, but I wasn't concerned like, oh, I'm so tired, I'm going to fall.
Yeah.
But I was like, okay, I'm feeling it.
Right.
A little bit.
Wow.
But I'm slapping a feel-good sticker on it that he didn't fall. And we all didn't watch it live streamed on Netflix.
Okay, then sure, that's a feel good.
Yay, that's a feel good.
Sure, yes, yes.
There wasn't a live stream tragedy over the weekend.
Yay.
Now, thanks. He did say that because, you know, people were kind of wondering, like, what do you get paid for something like that? Like, what are they compensating?
I'm assuming Netflix ponied up money for him, right?
He said not really. He said it was kind of an embarrassing amount compared to other pro athletes.
Netflix should have definitely paid him.
It's about mid six figures is what they're thinking. He didn't say, but he said it was embarrassing. And he also said, I would have done it for free. Like if they just,
the building just allowed
me to do it,
listen,
I would have done it anyway.
He shouldn't have led with that.
I know, maybe not. But
he shouldn't have said,
he should have understood Netflix has deeper pockets than that. Like, come on, man, you're live streaming this. I could die. Like, why didn't you lead with that?
That's right.
At least a couple million, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. Well, anyway, you can see the highlights if you happen to miss it. Spoiler alert, he lives.
Why do you say spoiler alert?
Because it happened on Saturday. So.
Okay.
Yeah, maybe you were live streaming it, you watched it. But if you didn't, you miss it. You can catch up at WDJX.com.
Yeah, if you were looking for a good, gruesome death over the weekend.
Right. Sorry, not going to get it here. He lived.
Not with this one.
Slapping a feel good sticker. Yay.